Attention wrestling fans, if you're ready to get pumped up for some great Saturday morning wrestling action, then look no further, because you're in the right place. Join all your favorite wrestlers with Dustin Five Star and Memphis Wrestling each and every Friday night at 11 p.m. And if you're not able to watch it on Friday night, you can watch the rerun version on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. only on Action News 5 Plus. Be there. We are Memphis Wrestling.
Gaston took on the other member of the former tag team champions, yeah. Memphis Muscle Gun Show, Bret Michaels, and I don't know, Dustin, it's Big Swole. They call him Big Swole for a reason. I don't think this is going to have a storybook ending that he's looking for.
Definitely not going to be a fairy tale ending for storybook. I wouldn't think. Now, come on, we're counting him out before the bell rings.
That's true.
That's just based off of the strong history here at Memphis Wrestling that Big Swole, Justin Cole, has. So here we go. Storybook. I think that's a storybook, a fairy tale. What's in the book here? Who cares? Bell rings. We are underway. Big Swole, Justin Cole, kicking off week one of the Grind City Rumble. Big collar and elbow tie up, and Big Swole showing off that strength advantage right off the jump.
Look at Storybook. He can't believe he was just tossed across the ring like a rag doll.
I can't go any further, ladies and gentlemen, without wishing my lovely Maria a very, very happy birthday. I love you, baby, and I will see you right after this show is off the air. Can you believe that?
It's a storybook ending right there.
Maria's turning 21 today.
21. God bless her.
Big shoulder tackle from Big Swole Justin Cole. Also a reminder that tomorrow we are live right here at the Wrestle Center. All Heart Blake Christian will be live. Get your tickets at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com and save $5 with code word Blake. Storybook.
Oh, wait a minute.
The middle rope. Not a good idea.
Is this a Swole Slam?
Yes, it is. Big Swole Slam. And it should be all academic from here. And it is.
Here is your winner, Big Swole Justin Cole.
Let's take a look back at the action, albeit very short action here for Big Swole, all brought to you by Compound Comics in Sherwood, Arkansas, 501-834-5769. Big Swole, Justin Cole with a huge victory here today. Big Swole, Justin Cole, congratulations on your big victory here today. Episode 99, Crime City Rumble. Now in 2 short weeks, it's every man and woman for themselves. Only one person will reign supreme. Big Swole, good luck, brother.
2022 is a big year for Big Swole. 2023 is going to be even bigger. Because in 2 short weeks, I'm entering the Crime City Rumble. And I'm walking away the winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big Swole, Justin Cole is Rumble ready. He'll be in action in 2 weeks, Vince. Stay with us.
This damn thing won. It's your boy James Ellsworth, the man to beat AJ Styles. Not once, not twice, but 3 times the real winner of the first ever Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. And I am coming to Memphis Wrestling on January the 15th. And speaking of women's wrestling, of course, I was a part of one of the biggest moments of women's wrestling the last 10 years, the Money in the Bank, like I just said. I hear they have an awesome, amazing, and talented, great, fantastic women's division. Well, I'll be the judge of that when I come on January 15th. See you guys then, and maybe I'll show somebody that any man with 2 hands has a fighting chance.
Don't miss Memphis Wrestling Live starting tomorrow, January 15th, for our first live event of the year, featuring AEW and New Japan star Blake Christian, one-on-one with Aaron Roberts, plus former WWE star James Ellsworth against the women's division? That's tomorrow at the Wrestle Center. Friday, January 27th, Memphis Wrestling tag teams with the Brighton Baseball Booster Club for a huge pro wrestling fundraiser. The action takes place at Brighton Middle School. It features the first ever Brighton Bunkhouse Brawl. Tickets are available right now and benefit Brighton Baseball. Saturday, January 28th is our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's. Watch WWE Royal Rumble with us. It's free to watch. That's Dave & Buster's Memphis. Saturday, February 4th is our anniversary blockbuster Super Bowl. Witness live the biggest main event in Memphis wrestling. Plus, WWE Hall of Famer Bushwhacker Luke. Reserve your seat today. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Savory steak and bacon, grilled cheese sounds like a great plan. Wow, kids online are really mean. Sonic steak and bacon, grilled cheese.
Sonic.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's is Saturday, January 28th. Watch WWE Royal Rumble with us. It's free. That's Dave & Buster's Memphis.
Thank you.
Trust and Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-1292. Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Ringside. And joining me at this time is one of our rising stars of tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mackenzie Morgan, welcome back to Memphis Wrestling, and I know you've only been on the roster for a very short time, but you've already learned the lesson that you have to have your head on a swivel here at Memphis Wrestling.
Justin, I have to have my head on a swivel. See, I'm proud of Team Wrestle Center, Big John Dalton, Ray Sanders, and Derek the King. Team Wrestle Center, they won the trios rings, not only for me, but for Team Wrestle Center. And yes, Dustin, I do have to keep my head on the swivel. People in the locker room, they make me nervous these days, like my friends.
Now, I've heard a whole lot of rumors on the internet and everything swirling around here, and I want to ask you the question point blank, just like everybody else does. Mackenzie Morgan, who done it? Who attacked you several weeks back? It looks like Diana Taylor is obviously a suspect.
It wasn't Diana Taylor. It wasn't Nyx. It wasn't a female, Dustin. The only thing I remember that it was a man. I don't know. That's all I remember. It was a male.
Now, wait just a second, Mackenzie. So you're saying that it was not DDT that attacked you. It was not a woman that attacked you at all. That you think it was a man that attacked you in the backstage area.
It could have been Jimmy Blaylock. It could have been Van Vicious. It could have been Colton Cage from the Hollywood Clique. It could have been them. Or it could have been some other man.
Now, don't worry, we are going to get to the bottom of this, but I think another question on everybody's mind is you are not cleared to compete. When are you back in the ring, Mackenzie?
5-star, I'm cleared to compete in 2 weeks for the Crime City Rumble. And Dustin, nobody is ready for MKC.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mackenzie Morgan is back in 2 weeks. She's Rumble ready and still searching for their attacker. Fans, don't you dare go away.
Wait a second!
Uncle Mikey's here! Oh! Throws Brad back in the ring, and he's going one-on-one with Tommy Dreamer. We have to step away for a quick break. Fans, we won't be long. Stay with us. Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. Brad.
Yeah, he's capitalizing on this. He is not holding back. Fighting him in return.
No good with this one. Candy cane kendo stick. Oh, right to the knee. And I promise you those hurt.
Wait a minute.
He wants in the head. No, he ducks. Russian leg sweep.
Oh my goodness.
Yep, perfect call. He hooked him. Candy cane kendo stick to the back. Right into the trash can goes main event Bradley.
Oh my God.
It is a ton of Legos, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's laying out, probably for either competitor, especially main event Bradley. Superplex!
God.
Both men scoops him off. Dreamer driver, perhaps. Oh, and a low blow. Main event Bradley with that barbed wire covered Christmas tree. It is hardcore holidays.
God, he's going to DDT him right into the barbed wire.
Reversal!
This could
be it. Here we go! Dreamer driver onto the barbed wire Christmas tree! And that is it! Dreamer does it!
non-title bout is scheduled for one fall with a 20-minute time limit. Making his way to the ring, weighing in at 2 little Kelvins, Uncle Mikey!
Uncle Mikey, a fan favorite here at the Wrestle Center in Memphis Wrestling, and he's had a little bit of a family feud on his hands with Main Event Bradley, but here today, Uncle Mikey is going one-on-one with our Memphis Wrestling Internet Champion, the Boss, Tim Bosby. This should be an epic showdown.
And introducing next, his opponent, he is the reigning Memphis Wrestling Internet Champion from Cordova, Tennessee, weighing in at 220 pounds, Tim Bosby!
Boz has trailblazed his way into Memphis Wrestling directly from the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center, and he has been absolutely on fire ever since his debut, but today there's going to be a true test. Not to say that he hasn't been tested previously, but Uncle Mikey, a fan favorite, very, very successful performer here at Memphis Wrestling, going one-on-one with Tim Bosby. This is a true test to see what the Boz truly has.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Dustin. And here's a little bit of a thing to point out, as I said during the introductions. The Memphis Wrestling Internet Championship is not on the line in this match. So Tim Bosby has no fear or no extra pressure of losing that coveted title that he's fought hard to earn.
That's exactly right. But a big victory from Uncle Mikey here would definitely put him in title contention, and you would think there would be a rematch, so definitely not a match that Bosby wants to take lightly.
A good point here, and Uncle Mikey, as always, I'm not going to say not taking things seriously, but in true Uncle Mikey fashion, getting the crowd riled up and behind him 100%, Tim Bosby's not happy. He is not happy about this at all.
No matter what Uncle Mikey's doing inside the squared circle, even if it's something extremely serious, he always tries to find a way to have fun doing it. And here we go, a handshake, something that Tim Bosby has had a little difficulty with here at Memphis Wrestling.
Yeah, if you even remember Stars of Tomorrow, he wouldn't even, you know, Alan Steele had to come from the desk.
Oh, a pie face after the forced handshake.
Disrespectful.
Here we go, circling for a collar and elbow tie-up, and there we go, big arm drag from Uncle Mikey to start things out.
Look at the face of Tim Bosby. The Boz could not believe what just happened. Did you see the shock on his face?
The Boz is number one in the state of Tennessee in amateur wrestling. Nobody out wrestles the Boz, but big arm drag from Uncle Mikey took him right down.
Uh-oh.
Look out.
Wait a minute.
Big takedown by the Boz. This is where that amateur wrestling comes into play, but Uncle Mikey, he's no pushover. Fans, the wrestling action continues. Don't you dare go away.
Join us Sunday, January 15th for our first live event of the new year featuring Blake Christian plus former WWE star James Ellsworth. Reserve your seat right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Saturday, February 4th, is our second anniversary Blockbuster Super Bout featuring WWE Hall of Famer Bushwhacker Luke. Reserve your seat right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Comic books, retro games, classic memorabilia, and more. Kapow Comics, 501-834-5769. Is your dream to become a professional wrestler or sports entertainer? Let's make that dream a reality. Train with the best at the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center. Enrolling now at WrestleCenter901.com.
Welcome back to Memphis
Memphis Wrestling, the boss, absolutely having his way with Uncle Mikey throughout the commercial break.
Every time Uncle Mikey takes a breath, that grip gets tighter and tighter, restricting the airflow into Uncle Mikey's lungs. And it's going to do some damage here during the match.
That is a very, very good point. And Boz, he could wear himself out here, but the idea is to wear out Uncle Mikey. But there's a standing switch. Look at this. Blocking the reversal there. And again, very good wrestling technique here from Uncle Mikey.
Yeah, the veteran ring experience paying off for Uncle Mikey. Kind of showing Tim Bosby that look. You may be number one in the state of Tennessee. You may have an amateur wrestling background, but I've been doing this since before you were born.
Big snapmare.
Oh!
Quick sweep. Quick cover. Like a two count there. Big arm drag by the boss. Hangs on to it. Submission hold here.
Tim Bosby staring into the camera shot of those of you at home. You just see the look on his face.
One would have to wonder exactly how focused Uncle Mikey is after the fallout with his nephew, Brad Skimmahorn, and also the big main event match they had several weeks back where Brad picked up the victory, thus naming himself Main Event Bradley. Meanwhile, Uncle Mikey is mid-card Mikey.
Yeah, that was very disrespectful from Main Event Bradley, and I hate to see that relationship deteriorate to the point it has. Definitely still sending some...
Especially around the holidays.
Yeah. Still sending some prayers to Uncle Mikey and the family. Hopefully, sometime in the new year, maybe that's the new year resolution, they can get things back to normal.
The Boz is in control here on Uncle Mikey. Big shot. Could have broken the arm or maybe knocked out some teeth on that one.
As we mentioned before, that canvas does not have any give to it whatsoever.
It is unforgiving, that is for sure. Uncle Mikey trying to find a way out of here. Reaching out to the fans of the Wrestle Center. And the boss, just a vice grip on Uncle Mikey here. Fans are starting to get behind Uncle Mikey. Nice reversal by Uncle Mikey. Using the middle rope as a springboard to get some leverage.
Oh, look at this, look at this, look at this. I don't know if you can see it, but that arm, that forearm being rubbed into the face of Tim Bosby. Getting a little taste of his own medicine, like, son, stay down.
I'll tell you right now, the Boz is not used to being in that position with a forearm being rubbed in his face in any kind of wrestling ring.
Oh, absolutely.
Looks like a handful of hair finally gets Uncle Mikey to the rope, to the corner to break. The Boz has got some shades of Alan Steele in him, his trainer. I'll tell you that right now. He's not afraid to cut a corner here or there.
Yeah. Shades of the Memphis Brawler, if you will.
Nicely done by Uncle Mikey once again.
I tell you what's interesting here. If both shoulders are on the mat here, referee David Knight's going to have to count to three. That's an interesting position that Tim Bosby could be in.
The internet champion, Tim Bosby. One-on-one with Uncle Mikey here on Memphis Wrestling. And don't forget, fans, the posse in the main event will defend their Memphis Wrestling tag team titles against Derek King and Ray Ray Sanders. And, man, we've got a wrestling match going on in the ring here. And I say that with a little bit of surprise because we don't always get wrestling matches here at Memphis Wrestling.
Mat wrestling, as you mentioned earlier, like these guys spend a lot of time on the mat, which is Tim Bosby's comfort zone. You'll see a lot of boom!
Big shoulder tackle. Bosby lets the fans hear it. It's hard to ignore the boos.
Look at Uncle Mikey. He is took the wind right out of him. I know it was a shoulder block, a shoulder tackle, but ooh.
Leg lock by Tim Bosby. Pulling out wrestling moves that we haven't seen in quite some time.
See Tim Bosby now to get the crowd as well. Uncle Mikey fighting hard.
Shoulders down. Look at this. Almost got pinned.
Oh, wait a minute.
Turns it into a surfboard. Modified version. Oh, wait. He's going to rock with him.
Tim Bosby is in excruciating pain. Look at his face.
Don't try this at home, Terrence.
Trust me, I'm a little too big for that.
Sheesh, Uncle Mikey. Very unique offense here. Flips over for the count. Almost got the pinfall there.
I don't think Tim Bosby has really had an opponent up to this point that has taken him to where would normally be his comfort zone and exposed him to some maneuvers and some techniques that he's not used to.
Uncle Mikey has a very unique skill set, very unique offense, but look at the strength of the boss.
Uh-oh.
Uncle Mikey's an easy 225 and kapow right into the turnbuckle. The boss back in control here.
Oh, German suplex.
Nailed it.
Yeah, beautifully executed.
Hangs on for a rolling number two, and he hits it as well.
People at home have got to understand, and Dustin, from your former days in the ring, you know as well as I do, that takes a lot of energy.
Here's the cover. Almost got him. Sorry, Terrence.
No, you're good. It takes a lot of energy to perform that move, and it expends a lot of energy as well because you're picking up your opponent dead weight.
Absolutely. Uncle Mikey easily 225, 220. Shoot Uncle Mikey hard to the buckle, using every ounce in his being, hurling Uncle Mikey into the corner and does it again.
I don't know if you caught the face of Uncle Mikey, but you can see the fatigue starting to set in. He's not giving up.
Oh, look at the boss. Might be a little overconfident. We saw that at the Stars of Tomorrow, and it cost him. Wait a second. What was this?
There you go.
Uncle Mikey.
A little bit of a premonition from you, Dustin.
Once again, unique offense. Gator feet! Gator feet hits flush. Uncle Mikey's found his stride.
Where's Tim Bosby going?
Don't come over here.
Oh, God.
Boz is on the floor. I guess he thought he was safe, but you're not safe anywhere here at the Wrestle Center.
Brace yourself, Dustin. We're at the desk. Don't hit the desk.
Uncle Mikey, here he comes. Tope Suicida in front of the desk. Both men are down. The Wrestle Center comes alive. I'm going to put you on the spot, Terrence. Who you got, Uncle Mikey or the boss?
I don't know. I'm starting to lean to Uncle Mikey here. This is...
Sorry, Terrence. I'm getting into it a little bit here.
I saw that. Hopefully they got a shot of that for the camera as well.
Nah, that's okay.
Uh-oh, straps are down. Straps are down.
Here comes Uncle Mikey. Looks like he's headed to the top rope. Oh, boy.
High risk, Dustin.
Wait a minute.
Wait a second here. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait a minute. Somebody's here ringside. Main event, Bradley is here, but he's got somebody with him that I haven't seen before. Wearing matching hoods. Oh, ripcord lariat from the boss. I don't know who this guy is, but apparently Uncle Mikey does, and it cost him the match.
Here is your winner, Tim Bosby.
Unbelievable, fans. Like I said, I have no idea who that was with Brad.
Absolutely.
But Uncle Mikey knew who that was.
Yeah. And Tim Bosby saw an opportunity. He took it and capitalized on the distraction that we just saw.
The fans are letting the boss hear it. Fans, let's take a look back at the instant replay. I have no idea who this man was, but it certainly was a distraction to Uncle Mikey, helping the boss pick up the victory here. Fans, don't you dare go away. When we return, it's the Hollywood Click.
You came in after work. It's the only time you can. Savory steak and bacon grilled cheese sounds like a great plan. Wow, kids online are really mean. Sonic steak and bacon grilled cheese.
Sonic.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Howard Nett. Quick watch party at David Buster's is Saturday, January 28th. Watch WWE Royal Rumble with us. It's free. That's David Buster's Memphis. Hey. Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-1292.
It all started last week as we took Zay Washington out.
He shaved his head bald on TV live.
Now it's time to start the climb to the top. The 29 other guys on the way.
29 other guys, that includes you, Moose. You come to my city, Memphis Wrestling, to deal with the problem child, Aaron Robbins. You think you're going to stop me from my rise to the top? No, sir. No, sir, not at all. It's Aaron Robbins, and just in case you didn't know, we're going to the Grind City Rumble. We're going to the top, and we're coming after that Memphis Heritage Championship.
Welcome back to Ringside, and joining me at this time is none other than Hollywood Jimmy Blaylock and his Hollywood clique. And it looks like Jimmy brought a guest with him here today. Jimmy Blaylock, if you don't mind, please make it quick.
Let me tell you something. I have Vegas with me. Her name is Vegas, and she hates poor people. She don't like none of you because you people are poor. Matter of fact, she don't even like you, Dustin, because you're a low-down, two-bit, biased announcer.
Well, that's enough of that, Jimmy Blaylock. You're not going to disparage the great fans here at the Wrestle Center, and you're certainly not going to do it to me. Get on with it, Jimmy.
Well, you know what? 2 weeks. It's the Grind City Rumble. 2 weeks, baby. And I'm going to tell you right now, Van Vicious is going to win this. I'm going to tell you that. I got the man. I got the best man in the business today. And not only that, you got K-Tuber out here. He's running his big fat mouth. He is so jealous of us. He's nothing but a big fat slob. He's nothing but a loser. Do you understand me? What, you know what, as he goes around saying all the time, his big fat mouth, show enough, show what is he saying? Sure enough, I can't stand him. And you know what, in 2 weeks, it's going to be a great day when my man, Van Vicious, beats everybody. Do you understand? In that Grind City Rumble. That's right, baby. Hey, everybody, it doesn't matter who it is.
Now wait just a second, Jimmy. Be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. Ladies and gentlemen, the 387-pound master of fat jitsu, it's K-Tuber. It's his interview time, big man. What's on your mind?
So normally I would come out here and ask these questions to get these people chanting show up. So let me clue you in on something, Jimmy, because I don't do too much talking. I'm the meanest, show up. I'm the hungriest,
show up.
I'm the baddest mofo low down on this town, and you know that. So I'm going to tell you this. Bigging him up, that's your role. But just because he chiseled out of stone don't mean that my fat self ain't the baddest man in this ring or in this building, in this city, in this whole region. So, let's end it. Six of y'all, right? I like those odds. Meet me in that ring.
Whoa! There's a challenge! K-Tuber and the Hollywood Clique! What do you say, Jimmy?
Colton, Cage, go get him. Go get him, Colton. You can do it, Colton. Colton, you can do it. You got it, Colton.
Looks like they're sending Colton Cage to the woodshed here today, folks. Impromptu match. K-Tuber one-on-one with Colton Cage. Impromptu match. Show enough. Let's do it, Terrence.
I think somebody just wrote a check that they're not going to be able to cash.
It didn't look like Colton was very excited about getting in there. It seems to me like Hollywood Jimmy is protecting Van Vicious and has just thrown Colton Cage to the wolves.
Yeah, no pun intended there. The master of fat jitsu. Oh, a big right hand from Colton Cage.
The fans are absolutely rumbling. Kay Toomer, just a couple of weeks back, won the Rumble Ready matchup.
Oh!
Big back elbow from the big man.
Did you see that elbow make contact? Colton Cage should have saw that red flag from a mile away.
Big kick, nice return fire from Colton Cage. The walking red flag, if you will.
Up top, Iris. Yeah,
Mysterio. Big cross body. Wow.
Some close fists from Colton Cage and a high knee.
What a knee that was.
Still not taking the big man down. Oh! Oh! Heaven!
Pop-up cutter!
He's dead. That killed him.
Fat jitsu cutter, that's what I'm going to call it.
Oh, but Tumor's not done. He was going to go for a pin. Colton's lifeless body.
Not so fast. And you can see the Hollywood Clicker beside themselves. Big bang, and that's got to be it. One, two, three. Kay Toomer is Rumble ready.
Here is your winner, Kay Toomer.
What a victory from the big man, Kay Toomer. And he's coming out after Jimmy.
Oh, here it is. Here's payback.
Adamus Vane standing in the way along with Secret Service trying to keep Kay Toomer back, but there's nothing that's going to stop Kay Toomer or keep him back in 2 weeks at the Crime City Rumble.
All I've got to say, Dustin, is shown up.
We're going to hear from The Gun Show and Mike Anthony ahead of Milestone 100. Stay with us.
Don't miss Memphis Wrestling Live starting tomorrow, January 15th, for our first live event of the year, featuring AEW and New Japan star Blake Christian, one-on-one with Aaron Roberts, plus former WWE star James Ellsworth against the women's division? That's tomorrow at the Wrestle Center. Friday, January 27th, Memphis Wrestling tag teams with the Brighton Baseball Booster Club for a huge pro wrestling fundraiser. The action takes place at Brighton Middle School. It features the first ever Brighton Bunkhouse Brawl. Tickets are available right now and benefit Brighton Baseball. Saturday, January 28th is our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's. Watch WWE Royal Rumble with us. It's free to watch. That's Dave & Buster's Memphis. Saturday, February 4th is our anniversary Blockbuster Super Bowl. Witness live the biggest main event in Memphis wrestling. Plus, WWE Hall of Famer Bushwhacker Luke. Reserve your seat today. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Mike Anthony, next week, episode 100, Gun Show, Genetic Nightmare, Memphis Heritage Championship. Next week, I mark you off my list and become Memphis Heritage Champion for the second time.
Day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out. When it comes to putting in that work, you look no further than the Genetic Nightmare. See, I don't miss a beat. I don't miss a day. Even on my worst day, I pick myself up, I get in there, I put the work in, then I suffer later. Y'all think your part-time efforts is gonna get you full-time results. It made you, I'll just say it, you got lazy. Outright lazy. And see what happens when you get lazy. I claim what's rightfully mine. So it's like this, my advice to you, get serious again. Stop skipping days. Stop saying, oh, I'll get to it tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. You keep saying, tomorrow, I'm gonna beat that today. and every day going forward. I, beyond a shadow of a doubt, am the very best going. Top five, dead or alive. See, I ain't gotta put myself on no list. I am the list. Loved by few, hated by many, feared by none, because I'm respected by all.
Look, motivated by greatness.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling, and it is main event time. And the Memphis Wrestling Tag Team titles are on the line here. It's episode 99, featuring the tag titles that the Posse currently hold. But they've got to defend against the team of Derek King and Ray Ray Sanders, collectively known as Team WrestleCenter, the Memphis Trios Champions. And you can see the fans love Derek and Ray Ray Sanders. And here come the champs, the Memphis Wrestling Tag Team Champions. Don't be looking at me over here, big man. The spikes, the face paint, the nasty attitudes all led them to the Memphis Wrestling Tag Team titles. And today, they'll defend them against the number one contenders, Derek and Ray. Right now, we're going to head to the ring for our championship introductions with Terrence Ward.
Time remaining, and it is for the Memphis Wrestling Tag Team Championship. Introducing first, the challengers. They are the reigning Memphis Wrestling Trios Champions. It's the team of Ray Ray Sanders and Derek the King. And their opponents, a combined weight of 550 pounds, they are the reigning, defending Memphis Wrestling Tag Team Champions, Mr. Chris and Simon, the Posse.
Terrence has to be extremely nervous, couldn't wait to get out of that squared circle with Simon and Mr. Chris breathing down his neck, and it's all about intimidation, ladies and gentlemen. This is the team that ruined Christmas a couple of years back. This is a team that kidnapped Santa Claus about a month ago. They've spiked people in the eye with their shoulder pads. They've torn the Wrestle Center apart, literally. These guys are mean, these guys are nasty, and one can only hope that Derek King and Ray Ray Sanders are ready for this match here today.
I was not ready for that intro. Good God.
Yeah, good thing you got out of there quick.
Yeah.
They were breathing down your neck.
Look, I'm fat, but I can still run when I need to in short bursts.
Here we go. Collar and elbow tie up. This tag team championship match is underway.
Beautiful side headlock, Mr. Chris. The reversal.
Big shoulder tackle from Derek King. Want to talk about milestone. Next week is milestone 100. Mike Anthony defends against the Gun Show. But when you use the word milestone in Memphis Wrestling, Derek King's name has to come up because he is legendary.
Oh, absolutely. When you think about Memphis Wrestling in its current form or through history, Derek King has been involved in some form or fashion and has trained many wrestlers here in the Mid-South.
Absolutely, including his tag team partner, number one contender, Memphis Trios champion, Ray Ray Sanders, and there's the big tag.
By the way, how would this be if they were to win the tag team titles here today?
Big dive off the top, something that we've come accustomed to seeing Ray Sanders do. This time, tries to break the arm of Mr. Chris.
And a double axe handle off the top turnbuckle. High risk, but definitely paid off for a moment.
Mr. Chris has the size advantage on Ray Sanders, and one would think that DK and Ray Ray have talked about this.
Yeah.
Oh, Japanese arm drag.
Mr. Chris did not expect that from Ray Ray Sanders.
Ray Ray Sanders has Mr. Chris exactly where he wants him. There's a tag. Fans, we're going to step away for a quick commercial break. Our final one of the day. Let's see this pinfall first. One, two, kick out. Fans, stay with us. Tag team title match continues.
The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com. Join us Sunday, January 15th for our first live event of the new year featuring Blake Christian plus former WWE star James Ellsworth. Reserve your seat right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Our next free watch party at David Buster's is Saturday, January 28th. Watch WWE Royal Rumble with us. It's free. That's David Buster's Memphis. Saturday, February 4th, is our second anniversary Blockbuster Super Bowl featuring WWE Hall of Famer Bushwhacker Luke. Reserve your seat right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Is your dream to become a professional wrestler or sports entertainer? Let's make that dream a reality. Train with the best at the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center. Enrolling now at WrestleCenter901.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. Double team hip toss.
Man.
Mr. Chris.
And you know what? I do want to say this. The posse, despite, you know, me having to get out of the ring earlier pretty quick, they have it coming. They kidnapped Santa on Christmas. What do you expect?
Santa still visited my house, though.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, look at this. Simon with the cheap shot. Referee David Knight reprimanded him in a corner. Meanwhile, behind the ref's back, there's a blatant chokehold from Mr. Chris, and this is what the posse are all about.
Yeah, and of course, the referee turns around, immediately sees Ray Ray Sanders in the ring, which at that point is the priority because he's not the legal man.
Absolutely, and you got to know that this is a learning curve for Ray Ray Sanders. Has only had a handful of matches in competition. So sometimes trying to help your partner could hurt your partner even more.
Yeah.
And that's what we saw a moment ago.
Yeah, just now. We saw the unfair advantage there. Mr. Chris standing on the neck of Derek King.
Wait a second. Derek King fighting back with those patented right fists. Going for the tag, but Simon just too big and too powerful.
In the face of Simon has no love for Ray Ray Sanders.
Once again, Ray Ray Sanders trying to enter the ring to help Derek. To no avail.
Oh, look at this.
Right in your living
look
room.
Look at this. Right in front of the referee, too. The referee starting to count, and very much so asserting
his authority. They don't care.
I know.
They do not care.
But somebody's got to say it, though, Dustin. I mean, we know that they don't care. What is this? What does he get? What?
Simon has Ray Ray's Memphis Wrestling t-shirt. By the way, you can get your own at championshipdrip.com. Now he's stuffing it down Derek's throat, and I can tell you they look a lot better than they taste.
Oh. Simon taking his time, and you know that that's going to come back to haunt him. If you're going to pin somebody, if you're going to take home a victory, you got to be consistent throughout the match. Do not let up.
Just punishing Derek.
Oh, Lord, for only you know the way. No, it doesn't apply to this god. We revere and honor your holy name.
Simon has the size advantage on both Derek King and Ray Sanders, and it is playing a huge role here today in this tag team title match.
We saw the look of Derek King just a second ago on your television screens, looking so hard towards the corner of Ray Sanders. You can see it now. He is in some pain. He's exhausted. He's worn down. And Ray Sanders.
Nice counter from Derek King, just simply lifting the knee in the air. Caught Big Simon exactly where he didn't want to be caught.
Yep, give me a second.
Referee kind of has to look the other way on that one. Yeah. It wasn't a strike. That was purely done by Simon and his momentum.
Yeah, I think most men in this building here at the Wrestle Center probably turned away at that moment.
DK tried to make that tag to Ray Sanders.
Oh,
just
so
short.
Close.
As Simon grabs DK and pulls him further from his corner.
That's also some ring veteran presence there from Simon. You got to give credit where credit is due. Love him or hate him. Simon's a veteran as well. He's been around the block a few times.
The posse, the tag team of Simon and Mr. Chris, they have been together for so long, they are like blood brothers. There has not been a moment of Mr. Chris's wrestling career where he was not a tag team partner with Simon, if that tells you anything at all.
I've been doing
this. It's all they know.
Yeah, I've been doing this for 16 years, and I've never seen them tag with anybody else here across the Mid-South, or anywhere for that matter.
You can see the confidence oozing from Mr. Chris as DK crawling on the mat, just trying to reach his feet.
And wrong corner too.
Ray Sanders on the opposite side of the ring with his hand held out.
I think you can see just a moment there, Derek King wondering where Ray Sanders was, trying to get his bearings of, I'm not in the right corner.
Wow, what an Irish whip from Mr. Chris. Saw the ring move on that one. Nobody home. Mr. Chris eats the turnbuckle.
Oh, there it is.
Super kick. Derek King hits it flush. Both men are down.
What a shakeup this could be. Simon is still hurting. If Derek King can get to the corner, make the tag, Ray Sanders could lead their team to tag team victory, and we could crown new tag team champions.
The Wrestle Center has come alive. Chant the name of Derek. Want to see Ray Sanders get that tag.
Oh, a big right hand to Simon.
Super kick. All DK needs to do is make that tag.
Bodies are everywhere. Here it comes.
He got it. Here comes Ray Sanders.
Beautiful drop kick.
Big clothesline. The size of Simon. Ray doesn't know exactly what to do but throw haymakers.
I tell you what, though, for somebody his size, it's all you can do. You have to be like Scrappy Doo. No copyright infringement intended there, but...
Meanwhile, on the other side, DK's made it to his feet. Time for some tag team maneuvering.
Oh.
When heads collide.
A lot of weight for Ray Sanders to have to try to move out of that corner, but Derek King was able to throw enough momentum behind Mr. Chris there to make that contact. Wait a minute.
That looked like a poke in the eyes there. Things are starting to break down in this tag team match. Referee David Knight trying to restore order. What's Mr. Chris?
What
wait a
this?
Second.
Wait a minute. What is this going on at the desk?
Wait a second.
What is
Mr. Chris going to destroy the crown of DK? DK's after Mr. Chris now.
Chris is on the run.
That crown means the world to Derek.
Ray's by himself, Dustin.
Oh, no. Look at the size advantage here.
Oh, God.
Simon's got to outweigh Ray by what? 200 pounds?
Oh, if not more.
Ray being quick.
Oh, no.
Oh,
he's
wait
got
a second.
Him.
He's caught.
Oh, God.
This is not.
Oh,
big
God.
Power bomb. Oh, my goodness.
He's lifeless. He's like a rag doll. Oh, come on. Pin him. You know he's done, Simon.
Ray Sanders taps out, and that's it. The size advantage is too much. Shenanigans from the posse.
Here are your winners and still Memphis Wrestling Tag Team Champions, the Posse.
Mr. Chris Lures DK out of the ringside area, leaving Big Simon one-on-one. Big disadvantage for Team Wrestle Center. And they've retained the tag team titles. Fans, we are all out of time. Next week is Milestone 100. I am Dustin Starr. He's Terrence Ward. So long, everybody.
Can't believe it.